All right, let's talk about a subject here that was brought up in the last hour. A gentleman, Jack, called in. Quite an indictment. He says that you're not being forthcoming on immigration and how you'll deal with it. Now, who runs the show on immigration, the state or the feds under a Beaupre administration?
Well, the federal government has failed us, so I'll stand up for Colorado. I'm not sure where Jack is getting his information.
Will you put the state? Will you allow the state to be sued? Will you build a coalition with the Jan Brewers and the Rick Perrys? And will you put this state on the line if it requires a lawsuit from the federal government to stand up for the laws to enforce immigration? That was a direct question from Jack.
Yes, and not only on immigration, but I've been very, very forthcoming about just that. It sounds like Jack read my Liberty's Promise, because that language comes almost straight from there, that one of the things I promise and look forward to and have already begun, Steve and Krista, is talking to other governors, working on forming that very coalition that Jack talked about, whether it's our federal lands, whether it's immigration, whether it's getting health care for our veterans, whether it's protecting Colorado, whether it's keeping the federal government out of our classrooms, all of those things that, while in the past some governors have said, oh, that's a federal issue, we'll keep our nose out of that. If it impacts Colorado citizens, governors ought to be standing up and speaking out and demanding that the federal government, one, enforce the laws, in this case secure the borders, modernize legal immigration so people can get an answer, and that we can enforce employment laws in Colorado and in America, and that we know who's here, that they're legally here, and what they're doing here. I mean, that's why you have rule of law.